The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. We welcome Maxi Burford back to K-Rock Footy, and he's downstairs with Geelong assistant coach Matthew Scarlett.
G'day boys, I've got the absolute legend Matty Scarlett with us. Scarlett, let's start first of all with the weather. It's warm down here, it's not football weather. How does that affect the boys?
It's beautiful, yeah. Look, we love coming over here. Obviously a wonderful venue to play football, but yeah, the weather's a little bit different to what we used to when we come over here, but I mean, our guys train in the heat all over summer, so they'll be fine.
I'll get one in on the footy before we go to the boys upstairs. You guys, your defence so far this year has been fantastic to watch from the outside. The Crows, usually a very high-scoring team. How do they meet and clash, those two things?
Yeah, we've started off the year really well. Obviously, our forwards have been getting a lot of recognition, and they've been locking the ball in our front half. That's been our big focus over summer, I guess, like every team. But those guys in our front half have done a wonderful job, and that allows your midfielders and your defenders to set up pretty well. So that's going to be the challenge tonight against a team that can move the ball really quick, and they can really slice you up if you don't defend well. So that's a challenge tonight.
Matthew, Kingy Koza and Brownie up in the K-Rock box. Jake Colajasny was fairly forthright at the airport yesterday and said, "I'll have first crack at Eddie, thanks." Is that the
way he gave it away, didn't he? So I'm not going to lie. Yeah, he will. But Cola's done some massive jobs for us over the last 3 or 4 years, really. So he'll have first look tonight at Eddie, and hopefully the only look at Eddie. But look, Eddie's a wonderful player, really dangerous around stoppages. So Cola's going to have his hands full. But like always down there, we defend as a collective, and he'll get some help off his teammates.
You've been really good with that defensive unit, Matthew, in the time you've had it, but obviously not going to the school, Matthew Scarlett School of giving nothing to the media then.
It's probably a bit too much information, wasn't it, from Collar? I'll have to have a word to him, but look, there's no point hiding from it. Yeah, he'll start on him, and hopefully he does a good job.
Tell us how you've treated the five-day break. Was it basically just a kick and a catch at the main session on Tuesday?
Yeah, it was. I think the guys trained for just under 10 minutes, which isn't a lot of recovery. The boys have pulled up really well. I think by all accounts they're feeling better this week than they were after the round one game, so we're feeling really good, ready to play well.
Matthew, Ian Cowan upstairs, good luck obviously tonight. I suspect it's not the first Rising Star nomination the club's going to have this season, but tell us a little bit about Charlie Constable and what he means to the club, what he's obviously brought in. Couple of games, couple of goals, tell us about the Charlie you know.
Yeah, really good character. Reminds me a little bit of Andrew Mackey. He was pretty unlucky not to play quite a few games last year. He was emergency. Obviously, we've had quite a strong midfield over the last couple of years. He's just a natural footballer. Finds a footy, uses the footy really well, and I think one day he's going to be a really good leader for us. So it's good to see he's got his opportunity and playing some great footy for us.
When you say he reminds you a little bit of Mac, obviously similar in stature, also similar to Mac in persona as well?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's got a little bit of that smart aleck about him, which is always good in a footy club. He's just a really good character. He likes to have fun. All the guys really enjoy him off the field, and I think they're going to love playing with him as well on the field.
The Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Geelong assistant coach Matthew Scarlett. He's Lee Brown on Carrick Footy.
Scarlett, good luck tonight. While you're on, Mac, what does he actually do at the footy club? We've seen him swanning around the airport.
That's a great question. Airport. If you find out, can you let me know? Yeah, I think he thinks he's the CEO.
Yeah, he was swanning around.
I think he's meant to be doing recruiting, and he also thinks he's a coach, so in between all that.
your small forwards, mate, they've been fantastic. They're putting on a lot of pressure. Much has been made of your defensive unit, but it makes it a lot easier when the guys up the field are putting that sort of pressure on.
Absolutely, mate. Yeah, those guys in there, like Dal and Gary Rowan and Tommy Atkins, and even Hawk and Gary and Big Sav have been putting on that pressure as well. So, look, last year we had to defend the back half of the ground for most of the year, and it's just not sustainable, we don't think, to play that way. So the guys in the back half and the midfield have been getting a bit more of a rest because the ball's staying in our forward line for a little bit longer, and that's just the way you need to play the modern game, and our guys are doing that really well at the moment. Another big challenge tonight. They've got some halfback flankers that love to run and create, so we need to make sure we give those guys an ordinary night.
So when you say you want to give them an ordinary night, what does that look like? Do you go a little bit more defensive because you know that's one of their strengths and weapons, or do you stick to your own guns early and try and take them on head-to-head?
Yeah, I think we're going to stick to our plans and our guns early. It's just applying that pressure when they get the ball, when Laird and these guys get the footy. If they have a lot of time, they're going to cut you up. So we just need to keep bringing that pressure and that heat that we have the first 2 weeks, and hopefully put those guys into positions where they can get some goals kicked on them as well.
And another youngster, young Clark, he's fitted into your back six really well. Can you tell us a little bit about how he's been going, how he's fitted in and the sort of roles that he's been able to play for you?
Yeah, he's fitted in obviously really nicely. A ripper fella. I remember just before the draft watching all the potential recruits, I was watching all their tapes, and this was the kid that I was really hoping would get. He adds a little bit of X factor and something a little bit different down in our back half. We've got some really elite defensive players down there, but we've probably lacked a little bit of attacking flair at times, so he certainly gives us that. He's got electrifying speed and he just takes the game on. He's unflappable. He's got a great temperament to play in our back line. So, yeah, he's going really well.
So after you've watched the tapes, Matty, and you see young Clark running off the back flank and taking the game on, and you know, a play you'd love to add to your back six mix, do you go and knock on anyone's door or do you have any pull?
Oh, we watched all those tapes together, and obviously we get asked our opinion on all those players, and it was lucky enough he ended up at our club. I remember the picks just before us, I thought one of those teams were going to take Clarkie for sure, and they didn't. So, yeah, I'm really, really happy he's at our club.
Matthew, we know about the midfields. We're going to see Sloan v Dangerfield, two good mates, obviously business partners, the whole lot. The Crouch boys are going to be hard in there. What about the ruckman, though? He debuted in 2006, Riley O'Brien. He's only played a couple of games. What have you done in terms of Reece Stanley and what he's going to take on? Because my understanding is Riley O'Brien is a running machine, very, very fit, loves to get across the terrain and might make Reece Stanley work pretty hard.
Yeah, I saw him out on the ground before. He's really impressive size. Look, Reece can handle himself. If it's an athletic game, he can run as well. So, look, our plans aren't going to change. He's a really capable ruckman that they've brought in. Obviously, they lose an elite ruckman, but this kid's going to be fired up to make his mark on the game as well. So certainly not going to underestimate him. And obviously they've got a really, really strong midfield as we do. So really important game in there with Reece. So Reece is in good form. So backing him in to do another good job.
Matthew, you brought across two emergencies. Do they both fly back tonight?
I think they do, mate. Yeah, I think they'll head back tonight and play on the weekend. So we're all good to go, yep.
Two-part question. Cam Guthrie, where's he at? Calf tightness ruled him out of the first two rounds. He's not playing again tonight. And when he is right, is he in your back line or is he further up the ground?
I think he's close to playing, mate. It'll be in the next 1 or 2 weeks. Look, he spent all of the pre-season training as a midfielder, but we know he can play down back. He's a very capable defender, really good halfback flanker, but he did train all summer as an inside midfielder, really good in the centre bounces with his fast feet, so not sure exactly where he's going to play. He's pretty flexible, but mate, he did train as a mid, so probably as a midfielder I would say, but I'm not too sure, mate.
Our hardcore listeners follow very closely what's going on in the VFL. Nathan Kruger's been named at fullback in the team that we've seen this evening for tomorrow night's clash with Richmond. With the number of big men that are playing forward and in the ruck, is Kruger going to be tried down back, and is that something that you're working on with him as part of your role?
Yeah, look, I haven't had much to do with Krug's mate. He spent all pre-season training as a key forward, so he was working with Boris and the academy guys on his forward craft. It's only been in the last couple of weeks he's swung down back. I saw some of his footage last week. He's got a lot of talent. He's also got a lot to learn, so he's a bit of a project player down back, but certainly like what I saw from his game last week.
Saturday afternoon, will you be standing on the railing at McDonald Reserve watching South Bowen?
Possibly, yeah. I think they've got St Albans, so
they
should have a nice, easy win there, I reckon.
Battle of the break to open up the season for the Swans. Matthew, always a pleasure talking to you. We wish you the best of luck tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Matthew Scarlett, of course, assistant coach with the Cats, looking after the back line. He joins us for Prestige Jayco. Tony and John Spence, ripping people, of course, have got the Jayco dealership out on the Bellarine Highway at Newcombe. They are Australia's number one motorhome dealer. Visit the range of new and used Jayco caravans, camper trailers, expanders, J-Pods. It's even James Poggiadli. He's got the trailer, the caravan named after him. Pop Tops and Motorhomes, Bellarine Highway, Newcombe.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.